The property owner intends to redevelop the fort site if the trust doesn't raise the money in 4 months. $60,000 is in the bank so far, and once it hits the 100 grand mark, the Dolores Barr Weaver Fund is pledging a match. But that still leaves the conservation group halfway to its goal. Now, Jacksonville Councilman Tommy Hazzuri is filing a bill allocating more than $162,000 to help make up the difference. The land trust Jim McCarthy says preserving the fort is in the city's best interest.
The city gets the benefit of having a park, which it doesn't have to pay for any of the maintenance of, because the National Park Service is going to maintain it.
And McCarthy says it would complete Jacksonville's military history collection.
It'll mean that Jacksonville will have a military installation or a fort or a historic place that represents every war that Florida has been part of.
The Civil War, World War I, World War II, and Korea. Hazzuri's bill would take money from the city's dedicated environmental land acquisition fund once the land trust raises the rest privately. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJZT News.